The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, there's been talk this week, and I think it seems to be getting more concrete, about plans to open up the travel bubble between Ireland and Britain. So maybe we might be able to broaden our horizons a little bit when we're thinking about planning a trip or a holiday for this summer. Paul O'Connella, the travel editor of the Irish Independent, joins me now. Hi, Paul.
Hiya, Brendan. How are you keeping?
Good. Paul, we'll be modest here, but essentially you and me cooked this up the last time that you were on. We were saying, well, if you could go to England on your holidays, that'd be great. And it's kind of been kite flying a bit around it. Leo Varadkar mentioning it here and there over the last week or two. But it does look like it might be happening now, doesn't it?
It looks an awful lot more likely than it did even just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, the kite flying is happening for sure, but it's gotten a bit more substantive, let's say. We know that next week, Catherine Martin, who also has tourism under her brief, you spoke about her earlier, will be bringing a report from the Tourism Recovery Oversight Group to Cabinet. They'll be trying to make a case for it. The aviation sector has tried to make a case for it. So there's everybody is kind of coalescing behind this idea, and it's often what you see before these people come out and make official announcements in front of government buildings and all the rest of it. But there's a few other reasons as to why this might make sense. First of all, May 17th, which is just Monday, is when travel between Britain and Northern Ireland can happen. Now, we know the land borders are already open between North and South, so you could argue that the travel will be happening anyway. If you are leaving Ireland and going into the UK, you don't have any problems. You don't have any quarantine that you need to do. It's always had super green status, but the problem has been coming back. So as it stands, people coming from the UK into Ireland have to quarantine. They have to bring a negative test result, and then after 5 days, if they have another one, they can go about their business. So the idea would be, if we started to resume travel with this bubble, like they have between Australia and New Zealand, or like they're looking at between Singapore and Hong Kong, it could make sense. And there's a lot else to it. It'd be great to get a few visitors back, particularly
and a huge part of our tourism is from UK, isn't it?
It's about 40%. And so that's another huge rug that's been pulled from under us over the last year. And you could say, with vaccination is firing ahead in the UK, it's traditionally been very easy to get between the two, not just flights, remember, it's just a couple of hours on the ferry. So, yeah, it would open it up both ways. And I'm sure you have loads of people listening in today that would only love to see family in the UK or Irish people living in the UK that would give their right arms to be able to come home.
Yeah, and now that aside, we live here next to it. We kind of take it for granted slightly, like that people come from all over the world to go to London and to go to various places in the UK. But we don't tend to think of it a lot in terms of summer holidays. But it's actually a great, there's loads of options there, isn't there, in terms of holidays?
Oh, there is indeed. And I was thinking about this as it became a possibility. Like, you tend to think of it as kind of almost a functional or a business take it for granted, like you say. But I was remembering a trip we did when my kids were young, for instance. We had a car and we were driving around the Lake District, which is famously where Wordsworth did his Wandering Lonely as a Cloud. And we were stopping off and tasting local gingerbreads and stuffing our faces with fudge and enjoying that whole landscape in Cumbria. I remember at the time we were into the Peter Rabbit books, you know, the Beatrix Potter ones, and she wrote them in that area. It's this whole kind of English idyll. It is just a 3-hour drive from Holyhead. So that's like one option. Think about Cornwall. I don't know, have you ever been to Cornwall?
I haven't, but I'm dying to go there.
Yeah, it's got a lot of staycation business happening in the UK there at the moment. But I've been there on a holiday also, and it's a real mix of sort of hip surfers meet sheep on the hills and farmsteads. There's great foodie stuff like Rick Stein and Padstow. And I remember stepping into the Eden Project there. Do you know those giant biodomes where you step inside and almost like the smell of a tropical rainforest envelops you? And it's just one of those unique attractions. When they opened it, it was like Titanic Belfast. It was one of these kind of hero things that everybody wanted to go and see. And that's not even starting on the great cities over there.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. As I say, London, like, they come from all over the world, but we can have a city break to London. You get there in about an hour.
Yeah, exactly. And do you know, I have some such lovely memories of London, not just going to gigs like you were chatting about earlier or shopping there, but my little fella here has just finished out the Harry Potter books, and we had gone before to the Harry Potter world in Warner Brothers Studios, and it's just a short train ride from the city, and sitting in there, you know, looking at the cupboard under the stairs and the night bus and drinking butterbeer in the cafe, it was one of the best days out we had as a family. And I remember just the simple stuff, like going to see the Crown Jewels, and then nearby getting some street food at Borough Market. It is a city that
I
is
love
up there
Borough
with.
Market. It's fantastic, isn't it? And then you can, I gather you can get to Brighton very easily, that you, if you fly into Gatwick, you can just get the train down to Brighton, which is kind of a hipstery paradise, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a mix. It's, what would I compare it to? Think of Bray, or a supersized Bray, where there's a mix of sort of hipster food and new up and coming stuff to do, but you have the old pavilion and the promenade and the sort of the old the kiosks on the beach and the sticks of rock, that kind of stuff. It's 30 minutes by train from Gatwick. So it's a super easy connection. Brighton has I was reading up on Britain before I came on to you, just doing my
good
homework.
Man.
Britain has more blue flag beaches than Mexico, I just learned. And Brighton is one of them. So that's a great option. You can think about it. Imagine, you know, you get that flight, an hour, as you say, and then quick train connection. You don't have to rent the car. So yeah, all of this
is. Do you know what the main thing is? You are in another world when you, like, you know, a couple of hours away, but when you're in Brighton, you're in another world. The texture of things is different. The food is different enough. It's similar to here, but at least it's such a change of scene, which is what we're all kind of craving too, isn't it? Tell us about they've copped on to our thing about Wild Atlantic Ways and Ancient East, and they've come up with the Great West Way, which does sound like a great kind of road trip you could do.
I love this idea. Take a look at greatwestway.co.uk if you're interested. It's a 240-kilometre touring route. That's a phrase that the Wild Atlantic Way uses. And what it's trying to get at there is it's not just go from A to B in 3 hours. It's take a few days, do a walk along the way, get a bike and go along the Kennet-Navin Canal or the Thames, stop off at Stonehenge, go into one of those honey-coloured villages in the Cotswolds, or walk around the North Wessex Downs. And it's trying to encourage, it goes from Bristol to London, just to kind of orient you. And they're trying to encourage people to go, you know, not just take a day trip from London, but book a few nights along the way. And I think even if we don't, you know, or people don't feel comfortable traveling in July and August, September, October, November, you're quite right to say a change of scene would be just such a tonic. And we all are going to pull on the green jersey and do our staycations, but we can also return to talking about traveling overseas. And this might be just kind of if we think about it as you throw a stone in the pond and the ripples go outwards, why not have the common travel area as the first ripple that we can all get used to? I think it makes a lot of sense.
And the other thing, just to finish up briefly, Paul, is of course that Northern Ireland is an absolutely fantastic place to holiday as well.
Yeah. I have I'm hoping to do that very shortly this summer, to go up and explore the Sperrins, which is a wonderful mountain range up in Tyrone. It's just a couple of hours away. We know that the inter-country travel extends north of the border as well. So I think this, no more than Ireland itself, this summer is an opportunity to go there to explore without the overseas visitors. You won't get to see the Giant's Causeway or Titanic Belfast like this again.
Well,
and there's great value up there too.
Okay, listen, nice to be talking a bit of reality and not with the melancholy encounters that we've had recently. Paul, thanks a million. As long as everyone in England gets to go off to Portugal now, which is what they want, empty the place out for us, we'll all be over. Watch out, here we come. Paul O'Connell, thanks a million.